Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's playoff time in Foxborough. The New England Patriots host the Denver Broncos tomorrow night for the AFC Divisional Round matchup. Game time, 8 p.m. Here's how Pats coach Bill Belichick at a news conference yesterday sees the game.
You know, I'm sure that they'll have a couple new wrinkles for us. As they always do, and we'll have to be able to handle those, you know, within the game, and as well as all the other things that they've shown. So they're very well coached. They do a good job of utilizing their good personnel, and they make it tough on you.
To find out how tough and to preview the game, we've got our NFL analyst Mike Reese on the line this morning. He covers the Pats for ESPNBoston.com. Mike, good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking to us this Friday.
Well, thanks for having me, Bob.
Let's look ahead by going back to the last two times these teams played. It was less than a month ago. The Patriots beat the Broncos then, 41-23. But are these two teams the same teams of a month ago? Has Denver improved? Will tomorrow's game be a tougher test for the Pats, do you think?
I think it'll be a much tougher test for them, Bob. And here's a key statistic to look at for the Patriots. Since 2005, they're 2-5 in the playoffs against teams they faced earlier that same year in the regular season. And I think that's really one of the interesting dynamics of this game, the fact these two teams met just 1 month ago. So you ask the question, why is that the case? Maybe the fact that Bill Belichick is such a fine coach that his ability to face a team the first time sometimes gives him an advantage. So now for a second time around, maybe the opponent has a little bit more of an edge because they've seen what Bill Belichick has in store for them.
A lot's been made about the quarterback matchup in this game. Two of the gods of pro football, the Patriots' Tom Brady, the Broncos' Tim Tebow. Who's got the edge? Who's better?
Well, I think you have to give the edge to Tom Brady just because of his past success and experience. Although if you look at Tom Brady's recent performances in the playoffs, they're really not up to the high standard we remember from when he was winning those three Super Bowl rings. Tim Tebow has certainly brought a lot of energy to the Denver Broncos, but in terms of a complete quarterback, I think you'd have to give Tom Brady the edge.
You know, if you're a Pats coach, Mike, how worried are you about Tebow's almost uncanny ability to find a way to win in the last minute of a game or in overtime like he did last week for Denver?
Well, that has to be a huge concern for the Patriots, and that's why they want to, if at all possible, not have this game be close in the fourth quarter. There's that sort of Tebow magic, and that was something they really stressed prior to the December 18th meeting between the teams, and the Patriots did a good job of that. They got a big enough lead heading into the fourth quarter that they didn't put Tebow in a position where he could bring the Broncos back. Certainly, they respect Tim Tebow, but they've also made it a point, Bob, to acknowledge every other member of the Broncos team, because I think they feel like, you know, the Broncos might derive some motivation from the idea that everyone thinks it's just Tim Tebow out there. And so the Patriots have said, hey, it's more than just the quarterback.
Don't want to give them that psychological edge.
Exactly. And Bill Belichick is big into the whole mental mindset, getting a team focused heading into big moments like this.
All right, let me ask you this question. This has been concerning me greatly pretty much all season. Is the Pats defense up to the challenge of playoff football? And I ask because the defense has allowed a lot of teams, including some very not good teams this year, for example, Indiana, to allow them to run up the score in the first half before the Patriots sort of wake up, catch on, and then come back. It's awfully disturbing to fans to watch your team have to come back week after week. Will we see a different Patriots team, do you think, in the playoffs?
Well, I think you're going to see the same defense, Bob, that you've seen over the course of the year. And really, the way they've been able to have success is, you're right, they've given up a lot of ground, a lot of yards. It's unsettling to watch for the team's fans. But where they've come up with the big plays are when the opponent gets close to really the end zone, inside the 20, the red zone. They've come up with some critical stops there and turnovers. I mean, you remember the game against the Broncos on December 18th. That turned in the second quarter. The Broncos were leading that game 16-7. The Patriots got three turnovers, and really really they sort of took off from there. So if the Patriots can continue to come up with the spots, the stops in the critical situations and get those turnovers, I think they're going to be okay. But the concern, of course, is that sometimes those turnovers are a little bit random and you can't always count on them in the big games like this.
All right, and now the payoff question. How deep will the Patriots go in the playoffs, does Mike Reese think?
Well, Bob, I picked them before the season to go to the Super Bowl, and I'm going to stick with that prediction, and here's why. You have to win two games. You're at home for both of those games, which is certainly an advantage. I think they should win this game against the Denver Broncos, and then the next week I would predict they'll play the Baltimore Ravens, and I think that'll be a very tough game, but I can't bet against them now after picking them at the start of the season, so I'll stick with them.
All right, Mike Reese, we sure hope you're right. Mike Reese reports on the New England Patriots for ESPNBoston.com and speaks with us this morning. Again, Mike, thanks a lot.
All right, Bob, have a great day.